and cool evening. But at least the power's on.
I won't do that again.
Anyway, welcome to one of our train tour shows. Every year I do these tours on trains across the Great American continent. And sometimes we get off the train and do shows, and tonight we're in St. Louis. So far on the tour we've had Johnny Doe, who was on the first leg, and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and the Deadlock West, and the Blind Boy Paxton, and Peter Case. And tonight we have some extra special close friends from St. Louis. But we're going to start things up tonight with my dear friend, who's in my band, The Guilty Men. I was fortunate enough to have men for a while before he got sick of my garbage. And the dear friend, great singer, an astute songwriter, and a fancy-ass guitar player. Please welcome, he's got some merch for sale out there at the merch table. And anything he does is good by me. This is my friend, Mr. Rick Shea.
It's a real honor and a pleasure to be here on the stage here at Off-Broadway with people that I consider my musical heroes. Goodbye, Alberta, I hope your troubles pass. Goodbye, Alberta, we're never gone fast. The rain's let up, the clouds have broke, my bags are packed and stashed. Goodbye, Alberta, the storms are fading fast. Last night, the rain poured on my head. Thunder rolled on through the night. I believe I'd wake up dead. Alberta, she's a fine one. Her heart's both strong and true. She'll never leave you crying or turn her back on you. Goodbye, Alberta. Hope your troubles pass. Goodbye, Alberta. You were never gone past. The rain's lit up, the clouds are broke, my bags are packed and stashed. Goodbye, Alberta. The storms are fading fast. Just dissatisfied. Alberta, Alberta, don't cry your tears for me. I'll be back, I will be back, that I guarantee. Goodbye, Alberta, I hope your troubles pass. Goodbye, Alberta, they were never gone past. The rain's let up, the clouds are broke, my bags are packed and stashed. Goodbye, Alberta, the storms are fading fast. Goodbye, Alberta. Goodbye, Alberta. Goodbye, Alberta. The storms are fading fast.
Thank you.
Dave started to mention we're on a train trip right now, and it's a little hard to explain exactly what is going on. I've tried to do this a number of times, and I'm very careful, and I kind of explain to people, you know, because people are, you know, naturally very curious about what's going on. And, we have, you know, five cars that are charter cars that attach to the back of the regularly scheduled Amtrak trains. Three are sleepers, one is a dining viewing car, and there's a performance car, a concert car, that's set up very, very well with a real sound system, sound guy and everything. And it's a wonderful little concert space. And we do shows on the train and off the train. But I've explained this a number of times to people that have been curious, and explained it pretty much in that way. And I thought, well, that seems pretty clear. And people have come back to me and said, oh, so you're standing on the platform and singing while the trains go by? And I say, no, not at all. That's not at all close. And they said, oh, so you walk around the train and you sing to people while they're on the train. That's a little closer, but no, that's really not at all what it is. They are amazing trips. They're wonderful trips. The people that present these do an amazing job. It's as wonderful and amazing a trip as you could ever imagine. So with that little introduction, I'll do a train song here. About a train trip that I took many years ago when I was a much, much younger man from Mexicali, Mexico, south into Mexico. And this was a different kind of a train trip. These were old retired train cars from the States that had been sent to Mexico to live out their train lives. And very beat up and worn out. And I saw things and did things on that trip that I was very young. I hadn't done anything like that or been any place like that before. But one of the other things was I was a broken-hearted kid, and I was very, lost love sort of, and very, very broken-hearted at the time. And I found out that you don't run away from your heartaches. You can't travel away from them. They're going to come along with you, an unwelcome companion. So this is called the Mexicali Train. Bus to Mexicali. I counted up my bills and all my change. As we rolled on past Tecate through the mountains and the deserts and the sea, in my mind I hear you talking all the same words time and time again. Until the only thing that's left for me on the Mexicali train. Well, I stumbled off the bus and through the crowded streets went looking for a sign. Past the old man and the vendors, the women who keep giving me the eye. Well, if you ever really loved me, now it's only just the memories that remain. From the station to the platform, I step onto the Mexicali train. Mexicali down to Guaymas, and the dusty streets of Ciudad Obregón. Yeah, chickens, dogs, and children running through the car like something's going on. Kerouac and Cassidy, their ghosts still drift across these open plains. As I struggle with the ghosts that follow me onto this Mexicali train. Mm-hmm. Well, I wake up in the moonlight, passing through some town that's lost in time. By now the car is empty, just some low and dirty voices from behind. Well, if they thought to try and take me, soon enough they see their plan is all in vain. Because I'm just another homeless soul riding on the Mexicali train. In the darkness and the loneliness, your memory keeps filling up my mind. You taste your smell and all those tender nights are just so hard to leave behind. I wonder if I ever can forget or ever love someone again. Yeah, but for now I'll try to lose myself somewhere inside this Mexicali train. And at the station in Tijuana, the morning sun is blazing in the sky. The train is filling up with calls of Buenos Dias and goodbye. The voice of Castaneda echoes out among the cars like a refrain. Once again I'll try to lose myself somewhere inside this Mexicali train. Once again I'll try to lose myself somewhere inside this Mexicali train. Released yesterday. I have copies here. I'll be happy with it, of course. I'll do the title track from this album. The album is called "The Town Where I Live." And when I was younger, I knew that I wanted to play music, but I really had no idea how to get started doing it. I spent a number of years kind of knocking around. I knew I didn't want to commit to a job or anything serious like school, so I tended to kind of go for temporary kind of jobs and always be looking for a job. One of the things I found out during that time is that when you're out of work, it's easy to start to lose a little faith in yourself. And when you start to lose faith in yourself, you can start to lose faith in the town where you live. The town where I live is ragged and old. Too hot in the summer and the winter's too cold. The daytime's a weary and the night brings you down. You could waste your whole life in this ragged old town. It works hard to find the town where I live. It all seems to take a lot more than it gives. They say you're too young, or they say you're too old. Well, the job's just been filled, boy, you're moving too slow. Yeah, well, the town where I live is ragged and old. Too hot in the summer and the winter's too cold. The daytime's a weary, night brings you down. You can waste your whole life in this ragged old town. Hanging Sometimes I wonder why I hang around here. But you ain't got much choice, and your choice is real clear. I might catch a ride, or I might jump a train. But I'd just be someplace where it all looked the same. Ragged and old, too hot in the summer, the winter's too cold. The daytime's a weary and the night brings you down. You can waste your whole life in this ragged old town. Yeah, well, the town where I live, man, is ragged and old. Too hot in the summer, the winter's too cold. Daytime's so weary and the night breaks you down. You could waste your whole life in this ragged old town. Yeah, you could waste your whole life in this ragged old town. You could waste your whole goddamn life in this ragged old town. Thank you very much. I'll do one more song here. Also from the new album. Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you for listening. This song is called the Starkville Blues. And Starkville is a little town in Mississippi. And a few years ago, many years ago, they've got kind of a black eye in their past. In 1965, they arrested Johnny Cash and put him in jail. It's kind of the way I felt about it. I did hear a couple of stories that it was kind of a couple of pretty wild stories, but I kind of took the point of view of Johnny on this one. And apologies to anybody who may be from Starkville, Mississippi, or have friends or relatives. I kind of looked at this like Johnny Cash might have looked at it after he got out of jail. This is called the Starkville Blues. But if you go down to Starkville, you better lay your money down. But if you go down to Starkville, you better lay your money down. There ain't nothing free in Starkville. It's just a rough, dirty town. Yeah, well, the people there in Starkville, they can treat you hard, treat you cold. Well, the people there in Starkville, they can treat you hard and treat you cold. And things are different there in Starkville from all the stories you've been told. Well, I knew a girl in Starkville. She was tough, she was mean. Well, I knew a girl in Starkville. Yeah, she was tough, she was mean. She had the devil in her eyes and a pistol in her jeans. Yeah, well, I went down to Starkville, had my guitar in my hand. Yeah, well, I went down to Starkville, I had my guitar in my hand. Yeah, well, the sheriff there in Starkville, he took my guitar in my hand. Thank you. messed that one up. Hey, but if you go down to Starkville, you better learn to sing the blues. Yeah, well, if you go down to Starkville, you better learn to sing the blues. All they get is just bad news. Hey, well, if you go down to Starkville, you better lay your money down. Hey, well, if you go down to Starkville, you better lay your money down. But if there's nothing free in Starkville, it's just a rough, dirty town. Yeah, there ain't nothing free in Starkville. It's just a rough, dirty town. Personally, I've known her for many, many years, and I had the great pleasure of playing on a number of her albums and playing music together in shows and out on tour somewhat. Wonderful, wonderful singer and songwriter. Please put your hands together for Christy McWilson.
Getting to go out, meet roots on the rails, friends, family, tribe. It's a wonderful thing. And thank you all for coming out. Yes. I don't know about any of you other trained people, but I'm still feeling like this. I really am.
Understand.
I was in a band called The Tickets, and I did the percussive part of the band. And one of the things that, that's why I'm not doing all the, I'm just a strummer. We had this great opportunity, and we played with not just Johnny Cash, but with the Carter family. And it was an amazing experience, especially when John and June came into the dressing room, and it was like I was frozen. But one of the things was, is Johnny said, "Do you want an autograph picture?" And I said, "Of course I do." And I turned to June and I said, "Could I have one of your autograph?" And they didn't have it. And later on in the set, she did the song called "I Used to Be Somebody," and it was about how before she married Johnny, she was somebody, and she is somebody. So I did an answer, you know, respond to that, because I think she really needs to be recognized in her own right. She really was. Well, this legend has such a shadow. You might think that the sun has never shone. Step on out into the spotlight, and you cast quite a shadow of your own. Sometimes you must feel overpowered by every branch, every leaf, every bud on the family tree. Well, who are you? But I'll tell you, because it's true that you're still somebody to me. Well, your children has expectations, they might shine like the apples of your eyes. Sometimes the older generations have forgotten as the young ones go by. I don't see how you fail to notice that the apples don't fall far from the apple tree. Stolen, blunted, but not. I'll find a true reflection of yourself in someone's mother, someone's daughter, someone's wife. Yet you still stay on the sunny side of life. Oh, my friends don't understand it. They smile at the kindly and they turn. As if they're not the bring of fire, but some branch able to light and strike and burn. And as I wander through this orchard, I find there's none that I so blind just won't see. And who am I to you? But I'll tell you, cause it's true that you still somebody to me. Mr. Rick Shea is going to play a song with me. Mr. Rick Shea! Here we are! I'm going to try to stand up, so this is... Ooh! Good to see you, Rick.
Chris D. McWills.
Rick Shea. So happy to do it. Weeds in you. Mr. David Alvin, if he's there. And I like the gal. Somebody take a picture. Take a picture. Thank you for doing this, kid. It makes me so happy that I have to work hard to change gears on this one. I'll let you guys do it. I trust you know it. Having produced this song. On the Serpentine River, where the cottonwoods grow, it broke my heart to see you go. And the only thing I heard, not a whisper, not a word, was the river returning to the sea. Oh, to me. the serpentine river, the face of Sunday, I say a prayer before I leave. And I blow before I land, like a feather to your hand. And now I will go to the sea.
My name is Sweet.
Cindy Lee has been a great person to tour with, to play with. I haven't seen her in years.
It's true.
And oh, Matt, I thought you were making fun of me.
No.
As usual. Not that you made fun of me, but I always think that you're making fun of me. But anyway, Cindy Lee's just a great human being, as well as a great songwriter and a kind woman, and I really like her. So,
that's all I want to say.
All true.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing, except I was going to add her first record in a long, long time has just come out, and it's the best record of the year, flat out, bar none. Please welcome from San Diego, California, the amazingly talented Miss Cindy Lee Berryhill.
Talking to Dave Alvin a couple of years ago, that's probably 4 or 5 years ago, you know. I was going through a pretty rough time in my life at that time. My husband was really, really sick. There wasn't no fixing there. There was no fixing to be done. And he said to me, you know, Cindy Lee, there's a song that you can write, that only you can write, because of the situations that you've been in. So I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, this guy's right. I took it as a kind of a personal challenge. But because of the subject matter, I decided it couldn't be about me. And so what I decided, what it was really about, is Rudy from Rudy Don't Take Your Love to Town. If you remember that song, Rudy was taking care of a husband that was very ill. He'd come back from war. And I, you know, as a little kid, it was a really complex song. You couldn't figure out why he was so mad at her. What was going on there? As I grew up, and I grew into the situation very near to Ruby's, I could see the complexities and what she had to deal with. And I figured she needed a song of her own. So this is it. When I thought about you, situation to be in. So I made a proclamation to myself and to life that it was a good time to write a bunch of good songs about stuff like love, desire, attraction, and sex. You know, if you want to, like, not feel bad, then, you know, you start, like, reading Rumi poems and finding, you know, like, the beloved isn't everything, even a train or, like, sitting on a stage, and, you know, it's everywhere you go. So I wrote a bunch of songs inspired by just that. So this is the title track for the album. It's because, you know, it's from San Diego, you know, it's not used to the humidity. Staring at the camera, they wouldn't do anything except stare, you know. I think he called them screen tests. But for this next song, I actually did more than just stare at the camera. I had a few friends join up with me. Let me just check this guitar. And so I had a couple of friends can join me in the video and, you know, kind of act out the part of like bad boyfriends. John Doe said he'd be willing to, and so he did. And Dave Alvin is in it too. He was a really good bad boyfriend. And he had like, you know, like a song. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you that I'm in it, but I have a cat head mask on. And so yeah, he's got like the feather on the stick, you know, like the cat. You have to see it, okay? I like Fellini, okay? Okay, so this is the song that it goes to. And with this song, it's either a song about dating and attraction, or it's a song, well, this friend of mine, Peter Kay, says it's about politics, so maybe he's right. I don't know. Cats are hard to hit at, hard to figure out if on your back. Looking for a window out, breathing in the sun. Wanna be left alone, not better off. About your attention, I like cats. I like cats. Dogs don't like everybody, they'll scare you away. Then become your best buddy, expecting the worst. Sappy and nice, dig through your purse, and they're a friend for life. We like dogs. We like dogs. Cigarettes, moody eyes in the light. Rare case, perhaps, but don't be surprised. Out in the wild, they'll cohabitate with the political climate. There's a lot at stake. I'm not afraid of the dark.
Okay, let's see, show of hands. Is it really a song about dating and the different people, way people are, your cat or dog person, or is it a song about politics? Is it about dating? Okay, is it a song about politics? Woo, I like that. It's so mixed up. And it's just a song about cats and dogs. And politics, because there's plenty to go around. Okay, I'm going to do one more song. Yeah. You know what's really cool? And then this guy in the front row is wearing green. It's also meant to be. I'm wondering, like, as I'm going to do a little more song, so that's an important thing. That, you know, the last one is supposed to be important, so I'm trying to, like, figure out what it should be. And, you know, I have one, I don't know, I have one about my childhood. You know what, I'm just going to do that one. I've got some green. Oh, I can make one up. Okay, since I didn't want about cats and dogs, this is about horses. But it's called Horsepower, so it's really about motorcycles. And my best friend as a kid, as a teenager, was this boy. He was my neighbor, right? He had a Yamaha 90. Remember how they sounded? Wing, wing. Together on his motorcycle to see the Evel Knievel movie. He only had one helmet. So such a young gentleman, he let me wear it. So this song is inspired by him. Horsepower, horsepower,
instrumentation. I got to tell horn players what to do, a string players what to do, and it was fun being bossy.
And we'll be back with John Langford and some other guys. So we'll see you in a few minutes. He's a magnificent artist, both musically and visually. He's a great visual artist. He's a provocative songwriter, provocateur, and he's one of my favorite people. So St. Louis, please give a warm St. Louis welcome to Mr. John Langford.
I didn't realize it was so long since we're here. It's over a year since the Waker Brothers were here. Sorry about that. Time slips away when you're old and decrepit.
Right.
I'm going to move along for a sharp late year. I've got a train to catch. This song, when I moved to America, and I sort of thought I'd given up music because it wasn't working out too well for me. I moved to the United States. I didn't have any idea what I was going to do, but I was in a bar called The Empty Bottle in Chicago, and some people from this record label that didn't exist at the time called Bloodshot said, "Would you write a song for our album we're going to put out? It's like a country and western album." I was like, "I'm from Wales, I don't know how that would go with that." I recorded this song for them, and then the old 97s recorded this song. And then I get checks for like $27.14 regularly every other year. Bloodshot. It's been a fantastic thing for me. Sometimes when I see the old 97s, they ask me up on stage to sing it with them. And it was really great. We played in Golden Gate Park at Harvey Strictly Bluegrass, a fantastic festival in San Francisco. And they said, "Come and sing with us." They had about like 10,000 people watching. So I didn't realize they got really big, the old 97s. So I got up, and everybody knew the one word in the song that you have to do the audience participation. The audience participation is minimal in this song. It's just one word. If you don't know it, you will by the end. But those of you who do know it, with gusto, please.
Well, I worked hard, and I got lots of money. I tried hard, but I don't want to stay. I see too much trouble, felt too much pressure bubble. I knew there had to be a better way. I wouldn't mind if you thought I was worth it, or you slap me down when I misbehave. But everybody knows I got flunkies here in tow to clean up all the messes that I've made. Now I'm the cliff. I'm going over the cliff. It's hard to tell if life is a burden or a gift. I'm going over the cliff. So forgive me or forget me, everybody. You know I always had this honest streak. Sick of all the yawning, the bitching and the bawling. Sick of feeling powerless and weak. So please don't call me cool, just call me asshole. Oh, come on. The old 97 is nothing in this town. I'll try that again. Please don't call me cool, just call me asshole.
Asshole!
I would be a beggar, not a king. And the devil don't get it. You're the fish or you're the chip. I'm going over the cliff. I'm going over the cliff. Success on someone else's terms don't mean a fucking thing. I'm going over the cliff. In New York and LA, they're sending faxes so the company can wash their hands of this. But there was no one there to look after me or care. I'm going over the cliff. Yeah, I'm going over the cliff. Thank you so much. With a little crumbing, you can asshole with the best of them, can't you? Thank you. It's a bit of a shock when 10,000 people shout asshole like you.
Steady on.
Well, yeah, you're right. I just got off a month tour of Europe with the Mekons. Both Mekons. Not just the current band, we also did gigs with the original 1977 Mekons. I joined the Mekons while I was minus 9 years old, obviously. So I'm 39 now. Not minus one, maybe. But anyways, it's 40 years anniversary of the Mekons this year, so we had a big festival in England, which went without a hitch. It's fantastic. And I got to play the drums again, and all the original 1977 Mekons are alive and well, and apparently quite happy, and happy to be in the Mekons again. So the Mekons is now 35 people, so it's great. We'll be in your town soon, I'm sure. You got the old coots on the rails tour. I did a whole set for the train people this morning. I tried to play every Mekon song I thought I could get away with just with an acoustic guitar. But I've been playing deafening electric guitar for a month. But I'll do this one because this one seems to sort of work, baby. Everybody's so in love, but they don't touch our meat. Eyes are weeping, eyes are red. A bunch of flowers in the street. I love a millionaire. I love a millionaire. The champagne was never cheap, but I could pay someone to drink it for me. Never rise up from these sheets. Watching time just roll away. I love a millionaire. Stretching out my bones. A million miles from home. Lust corrodes my body. I lost count of my lovers. but I can't count my money. Forever, I'm forever blue. I love a millionaire. I love a millionaire. I love a millionaire. I love a millionaire. Dreaming of a creature who is too pale and large to stand, and only feels the terror of his vain flight from Earth. Ross Perot's my buddy, I lost count of my lovers, but I can't count my money.
Have to change it to billionaires. But the actual content of the song that most rich people are vicious right-wing Philistines is actually still true, as far as I can tell. Possibly even more deranged than the ones of rich people. Thank you, rich people. There are nice rich people. Give me your money. I won't write a miserable song today. This song's called Luxury. I moved my family. The whole world hates a failure, but Cape Town and Australia look pretty good to me. Skirting round the rocks and reefs, out of inclement weather. Can't you picture us together in the wrap of luxury? We took one night of bliss and turned it into this. I'd do anything to please her, so I bought that brand new freezer and I climbed inside. Skirting round the rocks and reefs, out of inclement weather. You know the smell of new leather meant everything to the likes of me. Baby, it's cold outside. I thought progress would be one smooth ride, but right now I don't have the luxury. Luxury. I don't have the luxury. My disposable income and weakness for drinking have disposed of me. So tell
while all your friends stand to the ends of luxury. I don't mind the luxury. I can't afford the luxury.
Thank you. I can't go on without my friend Rich Kay. Is he here? Is he hiding in the garden area? Having a drink. Oh, look at that. Rich Kay, ladies and gentlemen. This is a... Oh yeah, I know Ken. I know him. I did some artwork for the Country Music Hall of Fame a few years ago. I just thought, you know, they'd asked me to do some artwork. I thought I'd send it off. But it was, I just thought the Country Music Hall of Fame was somewhere where they stored Garth Brooks' underpants in the last days. I didn't know what a passionate and deeply scholarly place it actually is. And the exhibition they have up at the moment called Dylan Cash and the Nashville Cats is a fantastic bit of rewriting of kind of history in the sense of actually correcting a lot of the myths that Bob Dylan went to Nashville and turned on all these square guys that were down in Nashville and made them all into hippies. Actually, the guys who were down in Nashville, like Charlie McCoy, Norbert Putnam, and David Briggs, were extremely hip. And Bob Dylan went there because he knew they were the very heart of American music. They knew how to play Hank Williams, they knew how to play Elvis Presley, they knew how to play James Brown, they knew how to play Ray Charles, and there's a mixture. Some of those guys had come up from Muscle Shoals. Norbert Putnam was Elvis's bass player at the end of his career, at the end of Elvis's life, but he was the original bass player of Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. And I had a drink with him in a barn in Nashville. It was fantastic. And he said, "You sing like a pirate. You're coming out of Muscle Shoals and making albums." All right, I'm there, mate. So we went down to Muscle Shoals. I took to one really good friends, Bethany Thomas and Tony Newsom. Tony, you've probably met here because she sings with the scholarship. The two very talented and beautiful black women from Yankee land. We took them the day after the election, we took them to Alabama to make an album. They weren't very happy about this, but Norbert Putnam, bless his soul, he calmed everyone's nerves and made what I think is one of my favorite albums that I've ever done. So Rick's going to join me on this one. I wish Tony and Bethany, you would understand it much better, but I will use my puny pirate vocal talents to play their glory. No, don't turn that dial. You're all in for a big surprise. Never gonna believe who we got here. No idea he was still alive. I thought he was dead. He sang "Storm on the Ocean." Storm on the ocean, moving his old way. It's getting so you can't afford to die. He sang "Storm on the ocean, storm on the ocean, moving his old way." It's $95 or $96 in an envelope, right here for you. Don't be putting that overcoat on. We want another number. Want another song. Well, I thought he was dead. But he sang "Storm on the Ocean." Storm on the ocean, moving his old way. He's getting so you can't afford to die. He sang "Storm on the ocean." Storm on the ocean, moving his old way. See him sitting by the back door,
listening to the radio. Long strides down the railroad track. Never on the road, he gave anything away. He gave away everything. He might wait till you offer the pay, then he just give it away, give it away. Well, I thought he was dead, but he sang the storm on the ocean, storm on the ocean, moving his old way. So he can't afford to die. He sang a storm on the ocean, storm on the ocean, moving his own way.
The tremolo, tremolo's exciting.
Thank you so much. Come out on Bloodshot, it's called John Langford's Four Lost Souls. That's my name on Bloodshot. September. Okay, we're going to do one more. Me and Rick together. And then Dave Martin's going to come up. Yes! This is about the Obama legacy when you hand a high-tech international assassination and murder program over to a raving lunatic. I'm not really a soldier, I'm more likely to die by colic or cancer than an eye in the sky that follows them home, riding through their window, and they'll never know. They'll never know. When I was a young boy, I played all the games. Straight out of grad school, someone gave them my name. So I drifted into a job with good pay. Through traffic and construction, I drive in every day. So don't call me a coward, I know what is allowed. I'm like a god with a thunderbolt sitting on a big white cloud. I'm a drone operator, I got targets to scan. I sit drinking coffee with one eye on the ground in the tribal lands. I'm a drone. I am part of a team. I study my monitor, wipe some dust from the screen. It didn't look like a wedding, really wasn't my call. But when it all was over, we went through a bar, drank beer, watched basketball. Yeah, I'd do it all again. To stem the flow of body bags the politicians find so hard to explain. So please don't complain. No pain, no pain.
this bar is closed, I follow you home. I follow you home. In through your window, you'll never know.
Where's my friend Jay Martin?
From a man. He worked every day of his life. Well, the dust blew up. And the bank shut him down. You heard about a Jubilee train. Heard about a Jubilee train. Stocks crashed down and left him out in the cold. That's when he heard about a Jubilee train. Heard about a Jubilee train. You could see the men in the hula lift. Hit a paw and a cry. Get on board, there's a new deal coming. Get on board, there's a new deal coming. Heard about a Jubilee train. Heard about a Jubilee train. Hometown Jimmy was a family man, and he lived for his children and his wife. When the business fell off, you know he lined up for bread. That's when he heard about a Jubilee train. Heard about a Jubilee train. Girl, she never had another job in her life. When the factory closed down, she went out walking the streets. That's when she heard about a Jubilee train. Heard about a Jubilee train. You can see the men in the Uber lives. Hear the poor when they cry. Get on board, there's a new deal coming. Get on board, there's a new deal coming. Heard about a Jubilee train. Heard about a Jubilee train. alone with the flag in his hand. They heard a train pass by years ago, waiting on a Jubilee train. Thought about a Jubilee train.
Oh, nothing was better for you. But I'll return the claim again. Is the kid a California? She's been dancing on tables to pay rent and behavior to just get by, maybe stay clean. Oh, Abilene, 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 Abilene. Daddy and George, then he hit her hard. And her mom would lie in bed, high on pills and talking to God. Let her beautiful tattoos, these old memories she can't lose, since she ran away at 15. Abilene, there's a town.
Maybe it's better if you get off here and try to forget everything happening. Thank you.
down in Houston, Texas, on a Christmas night with a gun in his hand and his neighbor realized he was John Hanson, the prince of the blues, in a sharkskin suit and a gator shoes. He was flirting with the women who had come backstage and he said, ladies wanna see me play a wild little game. A big honky tonk said, go sing your song, but that damn gun down for something goes wrong. Big mama cried, you know, big mama said, he put a 22 pistol right up to his head. Then he smiled at the ladies. Now, Johnny Ace is dead. Well, the band leader said his saxophone now said, I think I better split before the cops come round. While the crowd in the theater slowly drifted away, with their heads hung low, not sure what to say. But Slick Don Robey, the record company man, with big diamond rings on both his hands, said, I'm gonna send him home to Memphis in a refrigerated truck, cause Johnny's don't make it a million bucks. Yeah, Big Mama cried, you know, Big Mama said, he put a 22 pistol right up to his head. Then he smiled at the ladies. Now, Johnny Ace is dead.
Now when I come here, I am joined not only by Rick also some spirits on this stage. And one of whom is my dearest friend, Mr. Chris Gaffney, who I told you about. And then, also on this stage are two spirits that the first time I ever played this club, I played here with them. And one was a brilliant musical mastermind of madness, and a quirky personality. And he was a bass player who was the leader of a band from Springfield, Missouri, called the Skeletons. So whenever I come up on this stage, the late Lou Whitney is up here somewhere. But then, a guy that I played here the first time also with the Skeletons, and then I stole him from my band, was the drummer. And he passed away this last February. And he's definitely here. Mr. Bobby Lloyd Hicks. Now, one of the things that Bobby Lloyd Hicks, Lou Whitney, and Chris Gaffney all have in common, besides now knowing the secret of the universe, we don't know, but they do, which gives me some comfort to think that Lou Whitney and Bobby Lloyd Hicks and Chris Gaffney now had all the secrets of the world revealed to them. Bastards. Know-it-alls. But anyway, one of the other things that they have in common is they all played this song with me here on this stage. So I know I'm either really late, well, I know I'm really late, but I could be really early, too, on this one. She's waiting for me when I get home from work. Oh, but things just ain't the same. She turns out the lights and she cries in the dark and won't answer when I call her name. And on the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting by what's below. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. And I don't have the strength to go on the last side of town in a dark apartment. We gave up trying so long ago. I apologize. Song for him. He was known as the Wild Man of Rockabilly from Newport, Arkansas. And he certainly made the wildest record, some records ever made in the 1950s. And I got to produce a record for him in the 90s. That was a great honor for me. And he came out of the womb rocking. And he was rocking until today. Died in 86, and so this is a song I wrote. I would do one of his songs, but there's no way I could do justice to him. So I'll do a song that I wrote that he liked, and maybe his spirit will walk up the Mississippi from Arkansas drugs for a minute. But this is for my good friend, Sonny Burgess.
Hurry, Marie, make a guitar on the back porch to sing in my car. Why you sing? So sad, Marie, Marie. Marie, Marie. It's so lonely in these apartments. Please come with me to the bright lights. Wait until Marie, Marie. I said, hey, pretty girl, don't you understand? Oh, that I just want to be a loving man, Marie, Marie. I said, 2 weeks in that bed, gas in my car. And the folks said, I gotta go, Marie, Marie. Sun is down in the cold, in the
Thank you.
my singles. Well,
I got off stage first in John Langford said to me, is Albert. I like you just how you are, baby. You made really cool, baby. Yeah, I love you just the way you are.
Are we going to do that song?
Yes, we are.
That's a great segue into a song I hate.
You like it the way I do it, baby. Don't go chill. Well, you know, we're not big sing-along people up here. You know, some people, you go to certain shows and, damn, the artists are sing-along people. No, that's not us. We have lyric sheets up here. Because we're just not sing-along people.
These aren't big sing-along people. I tried to get it to share. I saw what I mean. It took a long time to get that. Just brief moment of participation.
Hang on one second. We're still figuring out. Somebody tell a joke.
You the one about
half. I woke up this morning and I went to the doctor's. I said, doctor, I woke up this morning and I can't stop singing Green Green Grass at Home in Delilah. And the doctor said, you have a very bad case of Tom Jones-itis. I said, is that common? He said, well, it's not unusual. A joke? That is the joke. You didn't say tell a really funny joke.
No. That's true. Well, cool.
I saw my vacuum cleaner, it's just picking up dust.
I like that one a lot.
That's clean as all.
I'll tell it again, John.
I went to the doctor's this morning and he said, there's another one. He said, I guess that man's won't stop shaking. And he said, do you drink a lot? I said, no, I spilled most of it.
Yes, we're not sing-along people, as you can see. Well, we're going to try, and we hope you sing along with us, because it's time to sing along, you know, for so many reasons. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to New York Island, from the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. Well, I went walking that river highway, saw above me that endless skyway, and all around me a voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to
to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of the Diamond Desert. And all around me, a voice was singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
In the squares of the city, on a shadow of the steeple, near the relief of the Armed Relief Office, I see my people. And some are grumbling and some are wondering if this land is made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Well, I was rambling this rural chopland when I saw a sign that said, no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. And that sign was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land is made for you and me.
Thanks to Steve and everybody here. What a great club, off Broadway.